It's not just that you're ugly, though you're rate high on the scale, but unlike other basic primates, you've de-evolved into the male, whose witless, tactless body now teeters here before me with an English actor's lisp, a palate that's half cleft, waving your wipe your ass degree in third-rate bigotry with a master's in speaking through your famous anus. You must love the taste of turds, you're always swallowing your own words, you're a feeble, flatulent toe rag. Oh, to be a doctor and practice acupuncture on your eyes, or a butcher with a cleaver making loin chops of your thighs, or best of all, to run a restaurant and shash lick your dick. But you wouldn't even make an entree, 'cause you're such a little prick. Your face is like a jigsaw that's been put together wrong. Mr. Cohen should sit down and write a sympathetic song. You're pigeon-toed, knock-kneed, sparrow-chested, feather-brained. In conversation for hours you keep people entertained, but usually when you're not around they hear it. Your life is just as dismal as a Free Church Sunday missal. From the preface to the back, it's filled with utter crap, and I believe I have a right to speak my mind and to react. People are terrified that you may reproduce. You're the only reason I'd ever argue for abortion. You've passed the use-by date and you'll probably never mate, but I'd like to make just one small precaution. Just to hedge my bets, I'd like to whip you around the vets. A quick snip and tuck, you'd never feel the urge to fuck. Your nether parts would be as lame as that dead lump of phlegm you call the brain. In a way, you and Nancy Reagan are the same. You're both fucking vegetables. You've as much to offer humanity as the bubonic plague, as much to offer art as a first-year mid-school play. You're a postulant anchor that no cream can whisk away. You're the apple of my eye that's turned rotten to the core. Will I never escape the long arm of a bore? You know you never argue, 'cause you know you're always right. You're only a pacifist 'cause you're too gutless to fight. And what is more, I do not believe in this life-affirming crap. Get a leopard up me if you wanna get your back scratched. I'm okay, you're completely fucked. You wanna get out of the track, but the needle's stuck. Stuck. Some say, and who are they? You are conceived in something less than the missionary position. They claim you came by way of fusion or excretory fission. Dark seminal emissions like the hole that's never whole, because parts of you are missing. I'll let you draw your own conclusion from these agenda-driven visions. Some say, and who are they? You're the unfortunate byproduct of an unholy union. You seem shocked by this revelation. I think that you should sue them. Whoever they may be, I'm disgusted by the suggestion. Thus I dispute it. Yet you do nothing to refute it. They say, and who are they? They are trustworthy intellectuals whose sole purpose is the pursuit of truth. They claim a visceral combination of wastage bile and protoplasmic slops was left to brew overnight in a bucket with some drops of blood, a thick and potent sludge from the troubled genetic blueprint of a crazed, psychotic and moronic bug, a junkie, a lowlife, a vile yet all too human bug. And each cycle Mother Nature tried to flush you out, but you hung on to life like a loser holds a louse. And you develop like a cancer growing exponential in a womb, a belly full of lice, a stench in an airless room. All her inadequate precautions, all her potions, all her poisons cannot rid her of the grotesque fetal sack, the monster in her box, the monkey in her slacks. Then you fermented with fetal scrapings from the morgue, the dismembered remains of those unclaimed, the children of the lost, the lonely, the offspring of the bored. This vile concoction, bubbled and boiled while virgin bedsheets still unsoiled, lay gentle, unsuspecting, and in that brief, elusive gap, feeding off the vulgar sap, this crass thing unrelenting, within minutes took its form. An hour later, you were born. It was a cosmic era of comic book proportions, but of course you'd like the taste of excrement and waste. You are what you eat, and you can see it in your face. The doctor threw you to the pit bulls. They claimed you as their own, so between the pit bulls and the maggots you'll always find a home. And if they'd known what you'd become, an abomination to the law, they would have garroted your baby neck with your own umbilical cord. The horror, the disgrace, transformed your mother's face, so she decided there and then not to abide. She bade a fond farewell, swallowed 1,000 sleeping pills, and after vomiting for an hour, gracefully died. As they dragged her to the hearse, they fumigated and they cursed, for they recalled that even she had requested not to be present at the hour of your birth. The doctor passed on sometime later of shame and is believed. And when the word was heard, he delivered the turd, not even his good wife grieved. They burned the surgery to the ground, destroyed the utensils that have been so instrumental in bringing you into the open air. And from that day forth you grew out of control, a vicious, seething mold. But you survived while others died, it's a fucking crying shame. And if only the good die young, well, you're gonna live forever. So my weary friend, the time has come to end what I began so lovingly so long ago. I'll keep the last words simple and pray you understand, for there's many more here who want to bend your ear. They've formed a little queue, it's dedicated just for you. Permit me to finish by saying it's been a pleasure, an unmitigated pleasure to be so honest and so frank. And I'm sure I speak for everyone, so there's not only me to thank. And lastly, I was once taught a valuable lesson. If you're uncertain of the answer, do not ask the question. I just hope you're happy now, and it's settled in your heart. Next time you ask if I like you, you'll know the answer from the start. Listen to this track again, if you're confused.
And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid.